I'm going to have a hamburger as soon as we're done with this conversation because I haven't eaten yet today.
That's Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Rod Nielsestuen giving his strong endorsement of the safety of Wisconsin beef in an interview with his department's public affairs secretary.
You know, we have beef for our holiday meal, and we're going to continue to do that, and I'm going to eat beef next week with not a second thought about it because it is a safe food supply.
In the same interview available on the Internet, state veterinarian Bob Ehlenfeld weighs in on the success of the U.S. feeding restrictions and testing requirements that he says resulted in finding the mad cow case in Washington.
The system did exactly what USDA designed it to do, and that was to detect a single case if we had one.
Ehlenfeld says American cattle are not as much at risk for the disease as British herds were when the outbreak happened there in the 1990s, because, he says, the U.S. has banned the feeding of animal protein and bone meal to cattle. It's that cannibalistic practice that causes mad cow disease.
So where they had probably a few hundred to several hundred thousand head of cattle affected by BSE through contaminated feed, you know, there's the potential that we will find some additional cases, but I don't think we're going to see anything even remotely close to what Great Britain had.
But the nation's foremost expert on the disease has spoken out in the New York Times. Nobel Prize winner Stanley Prusner is harshly critical of what he sees as lax testing standards in the U.S., and Madison-based researcher John Stauber, who wrote the book Mad Cow USA, agrees. He says the U.S. should follow Britain's lead and test every animal before it's consumed and ban the practice of feeding blood to calves to wean them from their mothers.
I suspect that this cattle blood feeding is one way that mad cow disease is being spread around the United States. We have to completely stop all byproduct feeding.
But Stauber says those tighter restrictions are costly, and the powerful cattle and feed industries are likely to resist them. Still, he says the strict regime has worked in Europe, where they're planning to impose an even stricter tracking system soon.
European countries are moving to a system where when you check out at the grocery store, that little computer tag that rings up the sale also can tell anyone exactly where that cut of meat came from, what farm it was raised on.
There's support from many farmers for a similar tracking system in Wisconsin. Without it, all ag officials can say now is that only 20 dairy cattle were shipped to Wisconsin from Washington last year, but the beef on supermarket shelves comes from all over the country. While officials are urging consumers not to overreact against beef, the cattle industry is bracing for a drop in prices. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.